The City, 218 West Burkett.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it, and we'll stand behind it after the sale. Because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
Do you like incredible deals? How about sweet deals? Well, we've got them online at the online marketplace at charitymedia.com. Save on gift certificates to the Bighorn Y, Basic Instinct, Krav Maga Training, Centennial Theaters, Mirror Mirror Salon and Day Spa, Himalayan Kitchen, Sheridan Commercial Company, The Burger Wagon, Cottonwood Kitchen and Home, Country Pet Inn, Waring Chevrolet, and a lot more. Start your bids at 50% off. Shop the sweet deals online marketplace now through February 16th at SheridanMedia.com.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of the Ligurski Sausage Lunch.
Hi, this is Chance Larson with Sheridan Fire Rescue. With fluctuating temperatures in the Sheridan area, ice is starting to form but may be very weak. We would like to remind everyone to take extra precautions while performing outdoor activities near or on waterways. Always dress appropriate for the temperatures of the day. If performing activities on the ice, we recommend having a personal flotation device available. Always be aware of your surroundings and ice thickness. We never recommend driving on the ice. Stay safe and have fun. Call 911 for any emergencies.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Wednesday, February 11th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by Wyoming Game and Fish Public Information Specialist, Christina Schmidt. Good morning. Welcome back.
Morning.
How are the surveys going, or how did they go? I'm not sure if they were able to actually get out there and get all the helicopter surveys done with the weather and the wind being as crazy as it has been.
Yes. So those are completed. There are elk surveys, I think, that are just finished up. So, but yeah, weather. Yeah, you got to watch it every day. Yeah,
I feel like as soon as you and I talked about it, the wind was just howling through the valleys. And I thought, well, they're not off the ground today.
It feels like there's a big wind event like every other week.
Yeah.
Or every week.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, everything at my house that would have blown away has long gone. You know, you lay in bed at night and you hear the wind and you think, what's blowing away? And I think, nothing, because
it's already gone.
Yeah, it's either gone or I've already put everything inside. And it's just, yeah, it's been a very windy winter, unusual.
Around Christmas, I met a man and we were having a conversation. He said he had to go over to his father's house to pick up heavy iron chairs that had blown down a hill. And I thought, that is just crazy. He said those chairs were designed not to be blown away, and he had to go fetch them from the bottom of a hill.
It's been intense.
It has. We traded snow for wind, essentially.
Man. Yeah,
that's what we've done. Now, I put up a story yesterday from Game and Fish that basically said, now is the time for hunter education and class registration. And you guys are looking for instructors. So let's start at the beginning. Can you start by explaining what hunter education instructor training is and who it's really designed for?
So we have not had one of these in a couple years. So we did not have one last year. We had one the year before. And like you said, this is a training for folks who would like to be volunteer instructors. And we do have a few people on the wait list. I hear from people throughout the year. Interestingly, I hear from a lot of parents, which I think is really neat. If they go through a class with their child or their grandchild or, you know, a student, even if they may be of the age that they weren't required to have hunter education or they took hunter education years ago when they were young, they see the process and they think, wow, I'd like to get involved. So we actually have, you know, a fair number of people after a class that express some interest. So we kind of keep track of that and keep track of kind of demand for classes in different parts of the state. And, you know, we do have some instructors retire, you know, at some point they say, yeah, I've run my course. I'm not going to teach classes anymore. So we actually have two statewide hunter ed coordinators who kind of manage those logistics. They're looking at, you know, the need for classes, how many instructors we have, what are the requests that we have from folks who want to get trained, those kinds of things. So a few years ago, they set up these trainings, which I think are really well done in terms of how they operate. So folks who are interested in becoming an instructor start out with an application. So you go to our website. If you hover over the education link at the top of the page, it brings up several options. One of them says becoming a hunter education instructor. So you can click on that. There's a whole page. Of course, there's some guidelines on qualifications. You know, you must be at least 18. You must have taken and passed and have a hunter ed certification from Wyoming or another state. You do need access to email and a computer because our classes are all the advertisement for and the registration. All of that is done online. And we certainly help you with that. So I know a lot of people get intimidated, like, I don't want to have to learn a whole new thing. We work through it. It's once you learn it, it's fairly simple. It makes registration easy because people register online and the instructor just gets notices like, you know, this person signed up. And conversely, if someone cancels, something comes up, they can't go to class, they get that notification. So it is a nice system. So you do need to be able to at least navigate some of that stuff. So it starts with an application. So you would apply with online, and that again goes to our hunter ed coordinators who are going to see your application, get you on a list for training, and initiate a background check. Of course, we do background checks on everyone, so they would coordinate with you directly. That's not something instructors pay for. That is a cost picked up by the department to have that done. And then when all of that gets done, these trainings are offered. So there are several around the state. The one in Sheridan is going to be April 17th and 18th. And the way these are set up, again, I think it's really a great system. And instead of just coming and sitting in a classroom and learning, you actually get to watch a class. So there will be an actual class that the coordinator and or some other existing current certified instructors will lead. So that allows anyone who's in training to sit and watch and see what are all the topics that are covered, how are they laid out, how much time does it take, what are some of the questions that students ask. It lets you just kind of watch if you haven't seen it and see how everything is laid out, how it progresses. So it's a really nice way to do that, and there's no pressure to have to do anything but watch. So
our hunter education, and I imagine there is curriculum that absolutely needs to be talked about.
Yep.
Has the format of the classes been laid out so you basically get like information on, okay, here's the list of topics and mm-hmm. it's best handled from A to Z?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. That's what the training does. So the training will go over policy, of course. You know, what are the different policies? Give you tips on handling a classroom. You know, how do you handle 30 students with questions and all of these things? So we provide a lot of help. For those topics, yes, there are specific topics that must be covered. You know, firearm handling is one, of course, but there's also wildlife management.
Yeah.
There's hunting in bear country. Care of game meat. There's lots of different topics that are covered. And what's really great is once you go through the course and get certified, we have a whole resource folder for you. So you get printed materials, but you also get access to a digital folder that has PowerPoints already created.
Oh, fantastic.
For you. Handouts, suggested activities. So these classes, so there's two types of classes the traditional in-person. So those are going to run 12 to 18 hours. So the instructor has a little discretion in, you know, how long those classes run. Because, again, it is a lot of material to cover. And then there's the blended class. So this is where students can take the curriculum online at their own pace. So this is pretty popular with adults who can work around their personal and work schedules. So you go through the curriculum online at your own pace, and then you come to part two, which is called an internet completion course, and that is an in-person half-day event. So at that, they're going, so once you go through the online curriculum, you print out a certificate that just says you've completed that portion. Then you sign up for an internet completion course. And again, it's just a half day, usually like a half day on Saturday or Sunday. And you bring that to the course. You sign up for the course, bring that to the course. They're going to cover a few things that weren't online. They're going to do some hands-on activities. They're going to answer questions. So there's, you know, this second part. And then you take the test. And the test is the same, whether you do it in the in-person class or the internet completion course. The test is the same. And all students have to pass with at least 80%.
Mm.
So this course, now these internet completion courses are pretty fast-paced. For these, students have to be 10 or older. So that's a question we get a lot. How old does my kid have to be? And we leave that to the parents' discretion. We do say, you know, all of these classes cover a lot of material. There's reading. It's written at a fourth grade level. So, you know, wherever you feel like, you know, your child is comfortable. But for the online portion, we do require children are at least 10 years old or older. So because, again, there's quite a lot to cover through these. And then the internet completion courses, they're pretty fast paced. So 4 to 5 hours is what they usually run. So this training is going to focus on how to teach one of those because there's fewer of them around the state. We're trying to encourage folks to offer more of them, but it's a little bit different than the traditional course. So that's what this is going to focus on, is how do you put together one of these. And so they're actually going to have a class. So it'll be, the class itself will be Friday evening. So folks will be able to watch, see how the class is done. And then Saturday, all day Saturday, the next day is when they'll have classroom time of just the instructors and the trainees learning, again, policy, and here's how the computer system works and those kinds of things. So it should, at the end, allow you to have all the tools you need to teach a course. That being said, we do pair new instructors then with an experienced instructor for the first, you know, class or two. So again, you're not thrown out on your own to like, here, go do this. We have some really fantastic instructors around here. And so we have different teams that get together and teach. So at least two, but sometimes three or four will get together and offer a class. And so new folks, once they get certified, will get paired, at least initially, to make sure they have the support they need in teaching a class.
Boy, that's got to be kind of nice, you know, going in there as a team with somebody who's probably done it for a long time. Maybe they're looking to get out and kind of pass the torch on to you. Because through the years, you know, doing certain instructions and courses myself, it is always nice to have somebody standing there who has the tips.
Yeah.
Okay, because you can sit down with just about any manual. You can watch 1,000 of these classes, but then you've got that one individual who's like, let me teach you a really quick way to get this done that still meets all the goals. Or how do we handle this? Things that come up, because we're all human. And that's the way, you know, behavior is. So, boy, that's got to be really nice. Now, is there a specific number of instructors that you're actually looking for? Or you're just like, you know what, the more, the better.
The more, the better. You know, these classes take time to put together and to put on. And so definitely it is something people do because they have a passion and an interest for teaching people safe, ethical hunting. And so it is an investment of time for sure. Absolutely. But we don't want people to feel overwhelmed. So the more we have, the more that, yes, we need classes, but, you know, we want enough so that people can teach one or two classes a year and not feel
overwhelmed.
Like I need to do one every month to meet the demand. You know, it's really great. Like I said, we have a great group of instructors here in Sheridan, including one who's been teaching for over 50 years.
Wow.
So, he's amazing. So, really great opportunity to learn from folks, these folks who are instructors. So, you know, students benefit and potential new instructors benefit from these folks who have years of experience doing it. The idea is we want people to participate, and, you know, offer the number of classes they feel comfortable doing, that their personal or work schedules allow.
And this is Wyoming. I imagine that there's enough individuals within the various regions that the Game and Fish has kind of divided the state out to. I don't have to probably do too much traveling, I would imagine. You know, if I decide, hey, this is something that I want to do, I'm not going to have to go all the way to Afton
like that. No, people offer classes where they want to offer classes.
Okay, fantastic. On that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. More with our Wyoming Game and Fish. Right after this, you're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ever wonder where your bank's priorities really are?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, they're right here at home.
No shareholders, just shared values.
Local decision-making, community support, and a long-standing commitment to the people we serve.
Plus the convenience of online and mobile banking.
Banking that matches your values.
First Federal Bank and Trust. More than a bank, a mutual bank. Member FDIC.
When it comes to Wyoming, your roof takes the hits. Hail, wind, snow, and sun. That's why Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors installs metal roofing built to last. From commercial-grade R-panel, residential metal roofs, and our impact-resistant 24-gauge standing seam systems, every option is engineered for strength, longevity, and performance. When you want protection that lasts a lifetime, call Brandon 307 for your free inspection. Quality materials, quality installation, local experience you can count on. Visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Looking for a gift that means more this Valentine's Day? At Legacy Diamond and Gems, beautiful jewelry comes with a little something extra. For every $500 you spend, you'll receive a free $50 gift card, perfect for flowers, chocolates, or dinner. From classic diamonds to colorful gemstones in every style and budget, our bench jewelers help you find a piece that's truly personal. Make your gift and the whole night unforgettable. Legacy Diamond and Gems in downtown Sheridan or online at legacydiamondgems.com.
When a bearing locks up pulling your RV, that's not a breakdown. That's your new campsite. You're staying right there till the wrecker comes. Dalton's RV in Sheridan is offering a $50 per tire bearing pack, plus parts and tax. RVs, campers, flatbeds, stock trailers, boat trailers, and utility trailers. Dalton's RV, Heartland Drive in Sheridan. Fix it now while you still get to choose where you camp.
Remember when your mom used to say, "Don't break your arm, patting yourself on the back"? Well, if you ignored her and broke your arm, then the Health Nut is the place for you to get all healthy again. Every inch of the Health Nut can make you feel better about yourself. The soup, sandwich and salad bar, and smoothie so good you'll forget you even got a broke arm. Remember how your mom used to say you'd forget your head if it wasn't glued on? Well, we can't fix that, but most everything else at the Health Nut in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Wyoming Game and Fish Public Information Specialist, Christina Schmidt. Now, we had to take a quick commercial break, but we wanted to come back to this subject. Game and Fish is looking for hunter education instructors. There is some training that's got to be done. Christina, you just told me, we had to, just before the break, we were talking about how if I'm a Sheridan or a Buffalo instructor, I'm not going to find myself having to go to Evanston or things like that. You kind of teach in the area that you'd like to, but you did say there are some ancillary towns out there.
Yeah. This is, again, we try to make this as flexible and accommodating as possible for instructors because they're volunteers. We want to make this as easy as possible for folks to do and enjoyable. You know, the people that sign up to do this, they really enjoy working with students and teaching. So, yes, if you go through the training process and get certified, when and where you offer classes is up to you. We have some folks who are retired. We have some folks who are working. They will schedule classes according to what their schedule is. You know, we have one instructor who's retired but likes to travel a lot. Well, you set the classes when you want. You know you're going to be gone. Don't set a class. So it is very flexible. Most folks teach in the town where they are. That's just most convenient. But yeah, some examples we were talking about, Claremont. You know, if you wanted to, if you lived in Sheridan or Buffalo and you wanted to offer a class in Claremont, you certainly could to meet that need. You know, some of these smaller towns, I know Hewlett has classes that are taught in Hewlett, pretty regular. So there are some smaller places that if instructors want to go, certainly can. They can certainly set up those classes and teach where they want. But there's no requirement to, you know, if you live in Sheridan, hey, we need a class in Evanston. There's no, no.
I just think about the farthest point away. That one seems pretty dang far to me.
Yeah.
And there was, the way you describe it, a couple of great individuals over in Buffalo who really stepped up after COVID, because there was a very long list of individuals, that probably a lot of them kids, uh-huh, looking for that first great hunting experience. And these people stepped up and held classes for, what'd you say, like two, maybe 3 months in a row?
I think it was three or four. Yeah, and it was amazing.
And they got through that list and got those people out there.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
It kind of coincided with, you know, we had some instructors retire, so we had fewer instructors, and then we had COVID, and so we had, you know, kind of a number of people on a wait list, like wanting to get into a class, and he and the folks he got certified with said, hey, let's make it a goal to get through and just put on these classes one after another and try to get through that list. And they did. It was really fantastic and just really fantastic people.
A big thank you to those individuals who stepped up. Wow. When people really needed you, getting those kids out there to enjoy the outdoors and go on their first big hunt. I can remember mine. It's a memory that will be with me for the rest of my life. It's a fantastic experience. And speaking of that, hunter education classes in general, now's the time.
Now is the time. You know, if you or someone you know needs to have certification, you know, particularly before this fall, now is the time to start looking for classes. So there are not any scheduled right now, but I do know there are some. I've heard from a couple instructors who are going to be offering classes. They're just waiting on some final details on location, times, things like that. So there will be some classes posted here before long, so keep an eye on the website and get signed up if you see one that works for you. I've heard of one coming up in Buffalo, one coming up in Sheridan. So hopefully those will be available, you know, here before too long once details get finalized. So if you go to our website, again, go to that education tab at the top of the page. You can look under Hunter Education Courses, and it'll give you a list of all of the courses that are coming up. If you see one in your location you're interested in, click on it. It'll give you some details on times, location, dates. Again, these instructors set up their classes how they want. So sometimes might see a class that's all day Saturday, all day Sunday. You might see a class that's Monday through Friday night for 2 weeks for 2 hours or something like that. So they're all going to be a little different. Double check that those dates and times will work for you. You do need to attend every class.
So, yeah.
You know, a lot of folks say, well, you know, I can't make it on Wednesday night or whatever. And that's fine. Just wait for another class that would work for your schedule, because you do have to attend all of them. So if you see one that works for you, get signed up, get a seat reserved. Class size is usually limited to 30 to 35, though instructors can put the class size wherever they want. But 35 is ballpark where most of them do it, because that's kind of the max. And they feel
a good size class.
It's a good size class. But again, you do have at least one other instructor helping you. And, you know, a lot of instructors I've talked to say, if I'm going to run the class, I want as many students as possible.
Yeah.
And so we have set that, you know, that 30 to 35 is the max. So, but, and it'll tell you how many classes are left. So it'll say, hey, there were 30 seats and there's 27 still available. So if you see one that works for you, go ahead and get signed up. You can always cancel later if something comes up. And we do ask people to do that.
Yes,
because
please.
A lot of times we have a wait list. And again, the neat system that we have with everything being digitized is if there's five people on the wait list and two people cancel, the first two people on the wait list will get a notice automatically saying, hey, a spot has opened up. You are now able to go to the class. So it's a nice way to make sure people are getting in if they're on the wait list. We just want to make sure people do cancel instead of, you know, first night of the class, you know, eight people don't show up or whatever. It's fine. Just make sure you do cancel rather than just don't show because there are other people likely waiting.
And because of this automated system, I mean, it can be pretty late by the time that you cancel and the computer will pick it up, shoot those emails out, send mm-hmm. out the alerts.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple days before you're like, I am not going to be able to do this. I planned for it and I'm just not going to be able to do it. Make sure you get that email sent, you know, cancel the class, folks, give somebody else that opportunity. Christina, historically, how quickly have you seen these classes fill up?
Well, gosh, I usually keep an eye on it and watch. A lot of people, well, there's two things. So if you don't see a class immediately, there's an option there that says submit a class request, and you can do that. And it takes you to a form, ask for your name, your email address, what location you would prefer to take a class in, and what you're looking for. Are you looking for the traditional in-person class? Do you want the internet completion course? So it'll ask you that. It'll put your name in a system. We can kind of keep an eye on how many are signed up, but also you'll get a notice. So if a Sheridan class gets set, folks on the wait list or notification list will get an email saying, hey, here's a class in your area. You don't have to sign up. You know, if you look at it and say, oh, that doesn't work, that's fine. You don't have to do anything. If it works for you, great, sign up.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, just know that we only send out one notification. So if that class doesn't work for you, just go back in and submit another request on the list.
Okay, so I make a request.
So you make a request.
I want to have a class here in Sheridan, but the time or the dates don't line up. So I'm like, ah. Oh. They came to Sheridan, or they're going to come to Sheridan, but I'm not going to be able to make it. That's okay.
That's okay.
Just go request another one.
Yeah, just go request another one. So a lot of these fill up fairly quickly just because those folks are getting a notification and, you know, if it works, they're going to
they're on the ball.
Yes, and they're going to do it. But then again, you know, there's people checking every couple of days to see if a class has been posted and they'll get signed up. So historically, yes, they sign the fill up, gosh, a week. 10 days, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we tried to send out a notice. And if we have one that's not been filling a lot, I'll try to send out a public notice, you know, like in this venue or somewhere else, like, hey, there's some classes coming up. But usually there's enough people on the wait list or checking themselves regularly that they fill up pretty quick.
So make sure you're staying on the ball with that one. Excuse me. Christina, I've run out of time with you, my friend. But I think we covered almost everything that we wanted to cover. The hunter education classes, the hunter education instructor classes, very important to me, very important to you. There is some stuff about season setting meetings here in Sheridan. Could you just tell me when and where that will be real fast?
Yes. And we'll talk about this more in March. This is our normal season setting cycle. So we have had these meetings in March for years and years. So that third week of March, we'll start having those open houses. And those are kind of drop in, you know, open from, you know, 4 to 6 or 5 to 7, depending. And those are just you come when you can and visit with local wardens and biologists. So we'll talk about it more for sure in April as it gets closer, but do want to get it on everyone's radar. So March 23rd in Gillette, 24th in Buffalo, 25th in KC, the 26th at the Sheridan Game and Fish office. So we will start advertising those pretty heavily so people will start seeing that, but just wanted to give folks a heads up that those are scheduled and coming up.
All right, Christine, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Yes. It's always great Thanks. Seeing you, my friend. All right, when we return, we're going to speak of the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Here's what makes First Federal Bank and Trust different.
No shareholders, just shared values and profits that are reinvested locally, supporting nonprofits to help our community thrive.
Mutual means more for our communities.
With years of trusted local service and modern banking tools that make life easier, mutual means more.
First Federal Bank and Trust, banking with shared values. Member FDIC.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness. Long days are cold and dinner decisions feel harder than they should.
Tommy, hi. So warm things up with Teriyaki Madness. Come check out our best-selling orange chicken tossed hot in the wok and served over warm noodles. And if you want more heat, make it spicy. It's real made-to-order comfort food that warms you from the inside out.
And you don't even have to go out in the cold.
Now with Mad Dash, order on the Teriyaki Madness app, select Mad Dash, and pull up front. We'll run the food right out to your car. Stay warm and keep those kids buckled.
Turn up the heat with Teriyaki Madness.
Branded with quality, Shipton's
Big R. Valentine's Day is here soon. What a great time to shop Montana Silversmiths for your sweetheart. Your largest and most complete selection is found at Shipton's Big R. Jewelry, buckles, collections, and accessories. Now is the time to love a cowboy and cowgirl. Sophisticated styles, Western soul for him, for her. Earrings, buckles, necklaces, bracelets, jewelry sets, money clips, and more. Our entire Montana Silversmith selection is now on sale at 15% off. Rooted in the West with handcrafted detail. New styles and designs have arrived for Valentine's Day. Montana Silversmiths, now on sale at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
Family-friendly company, branded with quality. Shipton's Big R.
Looking for a fun night out for a great cause? Join the Advocacy and Resource Center for the 9th Annual Love Shouldn't Hurt fundraiser featuring the High Energy Fun Pianos. February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Calif Shrine. For only $75 per person, enjoy music, laughter, and an unforgettable event while supporting survivors of violence in our community. Love shouldn't hurt. Your support makes a difference. For questions, call 307-672-7471.
Feeling the squeeze at the gas pump? Grocery budget taking a hit too? We can help with that. This is Doris with ERA Care Realty, inviting you to enter our gas and grocery sweepstakes. One lucky winner will get a $200 gift card to Farmers Co-op and $200 in Chamber Bucks. Enter daily on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're joined by Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center Executive Director Yvonne Swanson and Assistant Director and Football winner.
Yes.
Rhonda Weber.
Thank you.
What was it?
Second place.
17th in the nation?
Yeah.
My goodness,
yeah.
Rhonda.
I was just saying, I love it. I love playing that game so much. I play it every week. I've done it since it first started 10 years ago on Sheridan Media, and I've always been pretty high, but this was awesome, and I never watch a game. I mean, I watch the, so I'll watch Raiders games because I'm a Raiders fan, and I know that's risky saying in this territory, but yeah, I do think about it a lot. I think about my scores a lot. I talk about it at work a lot with the girls. I talk about it with my brother Casey, who he plays as well. And it started out, I just wanted to beat him.
Yeah.
And then now I want first.
Well, you got second.
I know. I second. And Tim Githens got first, and he's such a good guy. And so I'm so happy for him. But that end game, I just didn't know what to do because he was 1 point ahead of me. And I was like, there's no way I can, unless he's thinking about what am I going to do? And I'm thinking about what is he going to do? And then there's so much what ifs. And yeah. So I knew he was going to pick Seattle. So, you know, what do you do?
Well,
I knew they were going to win, and I don't know.
Fantastic job, my friend.
Thank you.
Fantastic
it was fun. Job. Thanks for Shared Media for having it.
Now, Yvonne, for those who may not know, this is something that I do like to kind of refresh everybody on. Real quick, the mission of the Sharon and Advocacy and Resource Center, please.
The mission. The Advocacy and Resource Center exists to empower people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, and other forms of violence to provide them safety. Oh my gosh, Rhonda, I just forgot it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know. Safety and...
Safety, information, and empowerment.
You know, to realize lives of safety, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, I just forgot our mission statement after 20 years.
I'm gonna call that. That's my fault. I threw everybody off.
I didn't even write it down.
No, we know.
I would have had it.
It's so interesting because on the radio, we love to talk more. Like, mission is like this statement, right? But when we come on here, we're always so much more like in depth, I think.
And actual application.
Yes.
And that's the important thing for me. You know, when it comes to what you ladies do with your advocates, it's something that I've said before, I'll say it again, it's so important to have in a community. And you know, it's one of those situations where people notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Until they absolutely need it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's
right.
Their whole world.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought up application. We had a really big conversation about this as staff yesterday because it's Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And so we've been going into the schools a whole lot and talking with youth and other adults who support youth and really just trying to keep our staff really focused on being more than just going in and talking at them. Mm-hmm. Like we've got to make sure that this is meaningful, that this is impactful, that what we're saying is cared for, because if it really means something to us and it means something to them, what are they doing with that information? Like, this is bigger than just going and talking at people. And so we had a really good conversation about it yesterday, and that's one of the perks of our job is we get to just live and talk this work all the time. But yeah, it's more than just like, you know, we write missions on our application, grant applications, things like that. But I really love opportunities to talk about like what it really means.
And and these kids, they've got talking heads
yes.
all day.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? It's, and that isn't a dig at anybody who goes in there to put out messages, but... Yeah, you guys remember how it was in high mm-hmm. school and junior high.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one assembly to another, to a classroom, it gets a bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, educators and trainers and people who want these kinds of things to really stick, they do have to take a moment. Let's mm-hmm. really think about this. How do we reach these kids nowadays? That's very difficult because this information is so important. Teen dating violence happens.
For sure. And it's so important that like we're having the conversation not only with the youth, but who are the adults in their lives supporting these youth. So that's what our conversation was about yesterday with staff is what you're communicating with these youth. Make sure you're communicating with the adults in their lives. Make sure their parents have access to the same information so these conversations can continue beyond you.
And I'm not saying anything about kids or saying that they're dishonest or anything like that. But I will say this. There's a lot going on in your child's life.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, you do your best as a parent, as a guardian, as an uncle, as mm-hmm. an aunt to try and stay involved. You know, and where can we meet mm-hmm. on a middle ground where I understand what you're going through? They're never going to share everything with
you.
Right.
Never.
And I think those things start with your relationship with mm-hmm. your child.
Yeah.
And it can start as little as, do they feel safe to talk to you about anything?
Including my failures.
Failures, what's happening in my day, you know, how parents respond to simple questions leads how they're going to respond to hard questions. Mm-hmm. And if your person doesn't feel safe talking to you about little things, they're not going to feel safe talking to you about big things.
You got to be able to look your kid in the face and have them say, I messed up.
Right.
You know, and I'm bringing it to you because I know you're not going to throw me on the pyre.
Right.
We can talk about this because mm-hmm. I need help.
Well, I need help, or I'm scared, or somebody around me is scared, or I'm concerned about my friend or anything like that. If you can't have those open conversations with your kids, then they're never going to come to you when it's really hard.
And I believe they can. Like, here's the thing is, we go and talk to youth, but we want to talk to parents too.
Yeah.
And so just a quick little plug here. Like, if you're a parent and you want to have these conversations, we want to help you have those conversations. So reach out to us. I mean, I have my parent friends all the time text me and say, you know, my son is doing this. Like, how can I talk to him about it? That's a simple conversation. And mm-hmm. and we will meet you where you're at. If you don't want your kid dating, for example, we can talk about that, and we can incorporate whatever it is in your lifestyle into how you can still have these conversations.
And that could be a cup of coffee between you and me. You know, Rhonda, Yvonne, I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some pointers on where to meet these kids?
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
That'd be fantastic. As parents, we don't know everything.
Right.
You know, and every once in a while, it almost seems, you know, and maybe only in certain circles, but it seems like if you reach out for help to another parent, you know, that somehow you're a failure as a parent.
Right.
And that is not true.
No.
Really need a support group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people think, you know, when old veterans get into a garage and start mm-hmm. drinking some beer, that they're only talking about certain things. A lot of those conversations that I had mm-hmm. with my brothers and sisters mm-hmm. were, what are your kids doing? And hey, mm-hmm. I could really use some help.
Right. We need help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And leaning on each other like a family is what we used to do all the time.
Well, and you find out that other people are going through similar things that you are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's easy to give advice, but when you're in the middle of it, it is hard to see through all of the fog and all of the things. And so getting a different perspective or hearing somebody else's opinion can definitely help see things clearer, make it more, you know, relatable mm-hmm. so that you can find the words to use to talk to your children.
And it's a different world from when we were kids.
Well, for sure.
You know, these poor kids, and I've talked about it. When we were kids, we could leave it all at school. Mm-hmm. We left it all at school. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to continue talking about it, it was on the family phone.
Right.
So dad and mom were generally in the room.
Unless you got the really long phone cord.
That was the best Christmas present ever.
But now it's everywhere they go.
Yeah. And
it's in their pocket.
And it's in their pocket and it's more private. So if you're not that parent that's looking or, you know, is into their children's text messages and things like that, you don't know what your child is going through.
Yeah.
And there are tough, tough things that they are handling on their own. And it does, like you said, it goes from the school to the parking lot to wherever they're hanging out to their own bedrooms.
Yep.
And that's what makes it even scarier is if your kid is struggling and they are alone in their own bedrooms.
3 a.m.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
oh my gosh.
I got that image mm-hmm. of my poor little girl laying in her bed, staring at this thing in the dark, lighting up her face when I'd open up that door. And I'm like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you feel so powerless. So, you know, maybe that is something that we could do. Start like a parenting group. Oh, you know, let's come together and just lean on each other, talk about this.
Because there are parents that set boundaries of like, all right, phone's up at 9 o'clock at night. You leave them right here. You're
totally
not getting
supportive.
Them all night.
Yep.
Well, Sally's mom says she can have her phone, and Joe's mom said he can have his phone, and you're just mean. Uh-huh. Yeah, I am mean.
I'm the villain. I'll play that.
That there's nothing happening. My mom used to say that. There's nothing good happening after midnight. You know, you do not need to be out after midnight.
That's just a general life practice right there, I think.
No,
all right.
I don't want to be out after midnight.
Let's talk about a great event coming up that's going to do a lot of good for the center. This is such an important fundraiser. Love Shouldn't Hurt. How important is this fundraiser to the center, Yvonne?
Love Shouldn't Hurt is our annual event. It's our public event of fundraising. And it is super important. We have certain funding for our center that is restricted funds, and that can only be spent on certain things that we have to keep track of, record, and report on. So when we get funding like this from an event like this, we can help a victim anywhere they're at to help them through whatever they're going through. So that's why it's important, is because these funds can go to help anybody at any time.
Not that the grant funding and stuff like that doesn't make an impact. But
stuff is super important, because if I don't have the grant funding at the state and the federal level, I don't have advocates. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have advocates, it doesn't matter how much money I raise, I can't do anything with it. If I don't have advocates providing resources and information, empowerment, presentations and training, extra funding, emergency funding doesn't do me any good.
Yep.
Otherwise, I have a little revolving door of gift cards out my back door, and that's not helpful. That's not sustainable, and that's not going to help somebody overcome their fear, safety planning, protection order, sitting with somebody through court, and helping them realize, see, this is my mission statement, mm-hmm. their lives of safety, choice, and freedom.
Yeah.
I knew it was still in my head. but like that's the thing is, a lot of the state and federal funding I use for salaries and operational costs, and a lot of this private funding and things like that, that people donate and things that we get through the community, goes to help directly to those victims.
Mm-hmm. It's a great cause, and it's a fantastic time. Tell me what we're going
to
be doing.
It is. Oh my gosh. I do have to thank our amazing sponsors first, because if I don't, I'm going to forget. But I want to thank Heartland Kubota, who has been a sponsor for all 9 years of our event. Kennan, First Northern Bank of Wyoming, No Name, First Federal Bank and Trust, Martinizing, WWC Engineering, the Scott Foundation, Vacutech, Sheridan Motors, Century 21, Bomber Mountain Irrigation, Bison Beverage, Security State Bank, and my buddies, Billy and Craig Strack. Without them, we wouldn't be able to put on this event. So with those sponsors, everything, all of the ticket sales, and all of the tips that are given to the fun piano players for your choice of song will all go directly to the Advocacy and Resource Center. I had a thought and then I just lost it. Yep.
So I got hamsters that fall off the wheel all
the time.
Gosh,
you have
no
idea. Right about this time of fundraising week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have a brain anymore.
Yeah, but it's just burning the candle at both
ends.
Oh,
geez,
it's
so good.
So how do I get tickets to this event?
Okay, so we have tickets available. The ticket link is available on our website under the events tab. It's www.arcsheridan.org. We partner with a really great online platform called Zephy. So there's no fees or anything like that, which is so great for a nonprofit to be able to sell online tickets. You can get them at the door. I think we're still doing okay where we would have some available at the door. And then we do have a Facebook event page called Love Shouldn't Hurt 2026. And the ticket link is on that. So tickets are on the Facebook. Tickets are $75 per person. That gets you the 3 hours of entertainment and plus food by Shabby Shack. So it's always a wonderful spread. There's a cash bar available, but you want to bring some cash as well, because the way this event works is the pianos duel with each other. It's a variety show, I say. I mean, there's comedy, there's music, there's dancing. And so if you want them to play a specific song, you give them a tip with your song request, and they're going to prioritize, of course, those higher tips. And they literally can play anything.
And they're amazing.
I haven't seen them stumped yet. And then we get to keep the tips.
Yeah. See, and I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. They're going out there. They're just pouring their heart and soul into every bit about it. And they're giving their money right to the center.
Because
they believe in the cause.
They do. And any other show or event, they would keep those tips for themselves. And they donate it right back to us. And so we're so blessed with that. I do want to give a shout out. My hamster wheel came back. The Watt Foundation is matching us $10,000 this year.
Fantastic.
So we appreciate them. And then there's also Event Audio. They're a DJ service here in town. And they do us a free service, and they provide the lighting and music and stuff before and after the show. So I want to give a shout out to them, because they're amazing.
Give me a date, time, and a place.
Oh, my gosh.
Friend.
This Friday, February 13th at the Shrine. Starts at 6 p.m. Like I said, Shabby Shack is going to be there right at 6. We're going to eat first, then we're going to have some fun pianos.
All right, that's absolutely fantastic. And now, as you said, we've got 1 minute left.
It's never enough.
Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So, folks, I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. If someone needs help, who do they contact?
So reach out to us at 307-672-7471. If you're on Instagram, go to Instagram. We've been posting a ton of teen dating violence stuff, conversation starters, information, education for you and your teen.
All right, folks, it's a tough situation. Trying to stay up with the busy lives of a kid.
Yes.
And sometimes you need support. The Advocacy and Resource Center is there for you. Ladies, thank you very much for coming on this morning. It's always a pleasure having you on. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ever wonder where your bank's priorities really are?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, they're right here at home.
No shareholders, just shared values.
Local decision-making, community support, and a long-standing commitment to the people we serve.
Plus the convenience of online and mobile banking.
Banking that matches your values.
First Federal Bank and Trust. More than a bank, a mutual bank. Member FDIC.
This President's Day weekend, save on every purchase for your home at Mossholders. You can find your favorite piece in stock and buy right off the showroom floor, or choose to customize your furniture in the fabric or leather of your choice. Either way, you still save. With more than 18,000 square feet filled with inventory, you can test out tons of sofas, recliners, mattresses, and more. Save on all dining sets, rugs, bedroom groups, and accessories. Mossholders President's Day sale begins this Thursday. Mossholders, furniture is our passion.
If you're in the market for a bull, get to the Powder River Angus Bull Sale February 13th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing. Offering 125 yearling Angus PAP-tested bulls. Offering sons of PRA Bulldogger, Miller's Duke, Coleman Rock, and Black Mass. Lunch starts at 11 a.m. The sale starts at 1 p.m. Don't miss the Powder River Angus Bull Sale February 13th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing. Bulls born and raised where corn don't grow.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. From the moment you walk in, we want your meal to feel easy, welcoming, and unrushed. A great night out isn't just about what's on the plate. It's how you're greeted, how you're taken care of, and how everything flows. We pay attention to the details so you don't have to. Good food, good service, good timing, start to finish. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan. Oh, and book your table early on Frackleton's.com.
Your car does a lot for you, getting you to work, hauling kids, driving in Wyoming weather. So when it needs service, trust the experts at Midas. Midas repairs brakes, battery, exhaust, steering, air conditioner, radiator, suspension, starters, charging system, fluids, tires. Midas does it all, and they do it right. Right now, the savings are strong. Buy one oil change, get one free to use by March. Plus, save $100 on a set of four tires. For full service auto repair, see Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan, a touch above the rest.
Do you like incredible deals? How about sweet deals? Well, we've got them online at the online marketplace at SheridanMedia.com. Save on gift certificates to the Bighorn Y, Basic Instinct, Krav Maga Training, Centennial Theaters, Mirror Mirror Salon and Day Spa, Himalayan Kitchen, Sheridan Commercial Company, The Burger Wagon, Cottonwood Kitchen and Home, Country Pet Inn, Waring Chevrolet, and a lot more. Start your bids at 50% off. Shop the Sweet Deals online marketplace now through February 16th at SheridanMedia.com.